When it comes to family vacations, there are a million different trips you can take. You can get your own trip to Texas. Or if you prefer a vacation from your family, you can always get your own leave the kids with grandma. Yay! Trip to Texas. So go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Indian benchmark indices continued their momentum on Tuesday to close in the green for a third straight session. BSE Sensex closed 0.12% above its previous close, while NSE's Nifty 2 ended the day up 0.14%. Are Indians changing the way they travel? It certainly seems so, given the surge in air travel. On April 21st, a record-breaking number of over 470,000 passengers flew across India, surpassing last year's record on April 30th. India, already the third largest aviation market after the US and China, has witnessed a remarkable growth in air traffic, more than doubling over the past decade. Experts suggest that this boom is fueled by increasing incomes, competitive pricing of airfares, and the untapped potential of first-time flyers. Mint's aviation correspondent Anu Sharma explores what's driving the shift, the impact on airlines, and the challenges that could temper this rising trend. The conversation around lowering the extra charges on hybrid vehicles is stuck in a bit of a limbo. People close to the development told Mint's auto correspondent Alicia Sachdev that despite backing from the Ministry of Commerce and Transportation, no real movement is possible without a bigger shakeup of the overall tax system. Right now, hybrids get slapped with a hefty 43% tax, while electric vehicles cruise by with just a 5% GST. Thanks to policies aimed at cleaning up transportation. But not everyone's on board with making hybrids more attractive. Major local car makers, led by Tata Motors, argue that cutting taxes on hybrid could slow down the electric vehicle revolution. Amid all this, there is a growing anxiety within the auto industry about what future tax rates might look like for electric vehicles as they become more common. Will the current low rates hold as EVs grab a larger market share? The scorching heat wave sweeping across East and South India isn't letting up anytime soon. The India Meteorological Department has issued a heads up that we're in for another five grueling days of high temperatures. This heat wave is hitting just as voters in states including West Bengal, Uttar Pradesh, Karnataka, Kerala, and Bihar gear up for the second phase of the Lok Sabha elections this Friday. IMD has predicted a particularly harsh summer, with the possibility of extending heatwave conditions lasting anywhere from 10 to 20 days. An orange alert is out for regions like Odisha, Bihar, and Gangetic West Bengal, signaling moderate health risks, especially for more vulnerable groups like the elderly or those with chronic health issues. Mint's Pooja Das reports on the Met Department's prediction for the upcoming weeks. The Supreme Court of India has widened its lens on the Patanjali case to include all fast-moving consumer goods, FMCG companies, particularly those peddling health products with potentially misleading ads. This expansion follows a complaint by the Indian Medical Association against Patanjali for its controversial advertising tactics. The court has now asked several key ministries to step up and monitor these companies more closely, ensuring they aren't misleading especially vulnerable groups like children and the elderly. This could potentially reshape advertising norms in India as the industry heavily invests in advertising, with FMCG companies being the largest spenders. Mint's consumer correspondent Sunita Tandon reports on the crucial development that could shape the future of advertising in India. One of India's biggest conglomerates, the Adani Group, is omnipresent in sectors across the country's industrial landscape. Now, Adani Properties, a part of the conglomerate, is making strides in the country's real estate sector. The company won the bid to redevelop Mumbai's Dharavi, also known as Asia's largest slum settlement. It won the redevelopment bid in November 2022 with an offer of 5,069 crore rupees. The area, in the heart of India's financial capital, is home to about a million people. Group Chairman Gautam Adani has in the past expressed deep personal commitment to redevelopment of Dharavi. The project aims to resettle Dharavi curves and transform the area into a prime real estate location, potentially elevating Adani Properties to a major player in the real estate sector. The company, which ventured into real estate under the Adani Realty brand about 14 years ago, has expanded significantly with projects across Mumbai, Pune, Ahmedabad, and the Delhi NCR region, totaling 200 million square feet in various stages of development. Mint's Madhuri Manandi takes a deep dive into the operations and projects of Adani Properties and the conglomerate's other real estate businesses for today's long story. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com, or you may send us feedbacks, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
No matter what you're a fan of, Texas has the trip for you. There's the trip to Texas and the trip. Or maybe you're the kind of fan who'd prefer a trip to Texas or a trip. Either way, go to TravelTexas.com/getyourown for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.